sound. We got the groove that's going around in our town where talent shines. Chewing through is on the line. Mic check 1 2 1 2. We're diving deep with the local crew. Stories untold. Now take the stage. Turn the vibe up. Let's engage. From the beats to the streets, they're speaking now. Light up the heart, showing why and how. Feels like the spotlight in the night sky. Local stars are rising. Oh me, oh my. Yeah, we chew the scene, discussing all, no in between. To cool, we flip the script with every tale from every lip. So if you're near, come lend an ear. We're spinning tales for those to hear.
Chewing. Do you have money to go to California? No. Do you have money? No. Because we're not going.
We're not.
Wow, damn, that's too bad.
Yeah,
it sounds like it would have been epic.
No shit. All right, I think I got everything right. You see, the audio itself, I'm pretty sure they can hear us now. The audio itself, man, it's just messing with us today. And we're here with Jose Hernandez Acosta from Music and Beyond. I'm pretty sure you can hear us now. He said, yeah, got you now. Yeah, I know, man. I got people telling us, we can't hear you. Is he got you now? And there's other people saying, I can't hear you and still can't hear you. So if you missed the very beginning of the podcast, what we're saying, we blame this all on Chew. Because
I can't do this again.
Part take three. No, I was joking.
Hey, we have something in common. They can't hear us and I can't see them.
There you go, buddy. You got that crazy eyes. That's what we call Ernie.
To his face, by the way.
To his face. Actually, directly to his face.
Directly to his face.
But no, man. Yeah, so the podcast started up and you said to stay in
2017.
Now, last time we had you, I really didn't get into detail with you, bro.
Nah.
But who was actually your very first guest on your show?
The Crown.
The Crown?
Yeah, they're a heavy metal band from Austin, Texas.
Okay.
And I went to go see them open up for Hell Yeah. And Sons of Texas and Drowning Pool in Corpus. And, you know, I just kind of reached out to them like, hey, can we do an interview? And he's like, yeah. And I didn't even have to buy the ticket or anything.
Just like that, yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, do I have to? Because I didn't know anything about music or anything. And, you know, I just showed up and I'm like, do I buy a ticket? They're like, no, you're good. And I actually met Vinnie Paul that day too. Earlier in the day, I got there early for the interview, and Benny Pop was on the phone talking for hours.
Wow.
Because I waited that long to talk to him.
Oh, shit.
No. And, you know, I met Benny Pop that night, and I did my first interview, and it was probably one of the best nights of my life.
That's nice. Awesome. And I got more comments coming in. It says, Quez saying that now I can hear you. And, yes, we can hear you, too, after he says, Gale Swallows. So... Loosen up the airwaves there.
I'm so glad we got the audio working for that.
The audio is working perfect for that. Thank Quez.
Thanks.
Gale Swallows.
Gale Swallows. Where are you getting your information from? So, like what I was saying earlier on the first take that we did, I know you had done an interview. You've been doing quite a few interviews, bro.
Yeah.
I know you had one with POD.
No, I didn't.
You were scheduled to have one.
Yeah, but
what happened there?
Their record label wants me to have like a certain amount of listeners and a certain amount of reach, and I'm just like,
you know, and that's something I never understood, bro. I can understand, you know, having a certain amount of people that watch the show or listen to your show, and then you get these high caliber people that, you know, you really want to interview them, but they won't do it unless you have like a high substantial of fans watching. You know, and I mean,
because that way they get more reach.
Exactly, exactly. But the thing
I get it too. But yeah, it's like
you're not gonna get it unless you get them.
Exactly.
He has loyal fans, though.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And you know, those loyal fans like POD too.
Yeah, so, exactly.
You know, you're reaching out to your loyal fans too. You would think that they would think about that.
But. Yeah, exactly. Not only that, I mean, considering the fact you're barely starting out. I mean, you've been out for a while already, but having them already. Trying to get them in an interview,
yeah.
You would think, you know, shit. They know I'm doing it for a couple of years already. It'd be great to talk to these guys. Now, I don't know if they you know, and I, we get the same actually too. We've reached out to people that are out in Hollywood or yeah. somebody that people that are in radio, musicians.
Troy giving you a high five one time, dude.
This hand. Troy Aikman, dude. He's Troy Aikman. High five. Yeah. The only thing was, he was thought part of he thought he was a Make a Wish Foundation. But
it was the last time he was going to see me alive.
Whatever you got, Make a Wish is doing amazing jobs. working miracles. No, and the thing is that you reach out to them and they want to help. The personality themselves want to help out,
yeah.
but it's always management that just shadows them up. Smoke screens them and says, no, well, let me see what your qualifications are. I mean, yeah, sure. Well, you can show them what qualifications you got.
You can make the argument that that's kind of what management is supposed to do.
Exactly.
But again, like, it really worked out for POD, did it? Because they're like globetrotting around the world with sold out stadium.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're really cruising now.
Wow. I mean, I interviewed Johnny Poole and all I had to do was ask.
There you go.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
You know, some work, some don't like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, doing that, I mean, get into that situation when you interviewed them. Me personally, interviewing anybody that's like that in anywhere that's somewhere in big screen, whatever, you get the butterflies, you get the nerves that come in. When you get them on the phone, or the way you do your interviews, I mean, what are the first? I mean, things you tell yourself: what am I going to ask first, or do you just shoot from the hip and say, "Let's just go, let's do this"?
You know what used to be my pregame ritual? It would be listening to Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, and then after that.
Like a psych up song.
Yeah, that was my pre song ritual, and I would listen to that, and then I would just like, all right, I'm ready now, let's go.
Right.
That's how I would get ready for work too. Back then when I used to work and stuff, like by listening to that one song and then just getting ready. But that's the one song that got me through it. And I mean, sometimes it's cool because like before I do the interview, I'm like, hey man, so this is how I started and blah blah blah, and
right,
you know, I kind of just like, by the way, I'm really excited, but I'm not gonna show it right now because right. I was
yeah, I got you. No, I totally understand, man, because I mean, the nerves get you, you know. And
even when I met Vinnie Paul, like I went up to him, I'm like, hey man, can I take a picture with you? And he took a picture. I'm like, I just want to say that my favorite song from Hell Yeah is this, and my favorite Pantera song is this.
Right, right.
And then I'm like, I shook his hand, I took the picture, and I walked away. On the way outside to the band so I could interview them, right. All I hear is, hey, I'm sorry about your brother. And I'm just like, bro, that was in 2004. Like,
right, right,
exactly. Like, isn't he already tired of listening to that stuff?
Yeah, of course, yeah. It's a very hard situation. I mean, especially something like that, something that tragic, you know, well, something that's crazy.
You can't really be too hard up, because sometimes the fans, that's the only thing that, you know, they have to relate to, you know, to someone like that. They kind of glom onto it probably because it was just like something that maybe it happened to them.
Yeah, true.
Right.
And,
right.
And hopefully, you know, he was understanding of that. But you know, I can understand, like, yeah, being reminded of that all the time, it can be, you know, kind of just like, shut up about it already.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, when I die, don't remember me, please.
Oh, we won't.
I was talking to you. I was talking to my fans.
Oh, no, shit, there you go.
It felt like you were talking to me. I related to you so much in that moment.
I just barely know you, bro. Why would I remember you? As soon as the show's over, who's next?
Let's make sure that we never bring that up.
Jesus. But yeah, man, so many interviews you've done, man. I mean, the platform, so many years you've been doing it already. Has it gotten easier for you to do your interviews now that you've, you know, once you get that big interview, you're like, okay, everything's just smooth sailing after this. It should be easy for me to chit chat.
First of all, like, let me just clarify something in case it wasn't picked up before on any of the other takes.
No shit. No shit.
You've been doing podcasting since 2017.
You said? Yeah, 2017. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, and you were probably like one of the first podcasters in the Rio Grande Valley.
Yeah, but they're not going to tell you that.
Of course, they're not going to tell you, but we'll tell you.
There you go.
That's your problem.
In my heart, Ernie. That's what they're saying. Hey. Gary.
There you go.
Oh, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
You know what though? Like I don't do this for also. I don't do it to tell people like
right.
chase the cloud or anything like that. Like
right.
I don't.
Right.
I do it because I love music, and you know, if my podcast get 5, 10, if they get 70 views, if they get 100 or 1,000, I'm just like, hell yeah.
Right.
Can't wait for the next one.
Exactly. But
that's not going to change me. Like, I'm always going to just, you know, like, who's next?
Right. Yeah. I hear you, man. I hear you. Okay. And you got a Mr. Sean Logan.
So, Sean.
Sean Logan, the man I like to say is the Morgan Freeman of the RGB.
who's a ditty? I'm just kidding.
No. Let's not go. Let's not cross that path, bro. Let's keep this on an even level, please. I don't even want to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Not until sweeps.
Bro, no shit, dude. No shit. There's so much shit going on right now in the music industry, bro. It's not even funny, man. Talking about the music industry, also on top of that, a lot of bands from the RGB, I'm pretty sure you interviewed quite a few from the RGB itself, and more bands that probably are still struggling their way, or not struggling their way, but trying to find their way into the bigger business itself. The whole idea of being in the bigger business is the Payola. Payola is like one of the massive, humongous industries to get actually selected from. How do you feel about that? I mean, being a person who likes to interview bands, does that topic ever come up as far as like trying to make it big? And what are the ideas about Payola?
I mean, I never think about making it big. Like, I just want to do what I love.
Right.
You know, yeah, people have dreams about, you know, being famous and stuff, but the reason why I do what I do is because, like, you know, I went to my first concert in 2008, and then I started going out to bars here in San Benito and in Harlingen, and I was like, I love it, and I started doing roadie work for bands.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that started in 2008, and then once I graduated from high school in 2009, I was just like, let me look for somebody else.
Right.
And then I found somebody in 2011 that I worked for a little bit. And, you know, it just, I don't know, but I don't chase anything. Like, I don't do this to be famous. I don't do this to make money. I don't do this for anything. Right. Like, yeah, I have these shirts and people buy them or people don't.
Right.
But, you know, like, I'm not about the money. I'm about putting the work in and hope that somebody listens.
I mean, yeah, I understand that. But like, as far as like the bands itself, when you interview them, have they ever brought up the thought about, you know, making it big, all what the necessities they have to do in order to make it to the big labels?
Actually, no, they never did.
They never do?
But that's a very good question, though.
Yeah, because, I mean, I would love to ask some of these, I mean, bands that come in that we've had, you know, I really never crossed a threshold to ask that question, you know, because most of the time it's for the music. They do it because of the music. They love to do it and all that.
Yeah.
But at some point in the career, you know, you think you're like, shit, I mean, eventually I want to get out there. I want to be on the bigger stage. I want to open up for a big band, or I want to be the headliner for a big concert, or be part of a huge venue, you know. And the majority of the time, it's always the man, let's call him the man, the main guy that's going to say yay or nay to that, you know. Your thoughts exactly, I mean, what are your thoughts about there being that one guy that you have to go through?
That sounds bad.
Yeah, I mean, but it's the truth.
It is the truth.
Yeah. It is the truth. There's so many great bands that I've heard, not only from the RGB, but the state of Texas and worldwide, that are not been yet signed. It's because they don't want to go, they don't want to be signed up to a high core mainstream company. They want to do it on their own.
And you know what? It sounds better that they don't sign, because sometimes I go through rosters of certain record labels.
Right.
And I'm just like, okay, where are they signed? And then I see that they're signed with this. I'm like, oh, so they signed them so that they can get the music. So, you know, streams are important. So revenue. And I'm just like, okay, so that's how you do it. Like, Pink Floyd is about to sell their discography to Sony for $400 million.
Jesus, I think they already did.
And I'm just like, dude, if I had that money, like, I'd buy that and I'd be set for life.
Yeah, pretty much. You'd be receiving all those great royalties with it every time it's played. Yeah.
In the meantime, we're about to hear a whole lot of more brick in the wall and commercials and shit.
No shit, right? Yeah, more about putting in meat also. So
Yeah. But I mean that's an aspect that comes along with the music scene, because we've seen how much talent there is.
Yes.
There's talent. Yeah. There's talented people all over the place. But for one reason or another, once it comes to the business side, which honestly is what keeps you going, it's part of surviving
in the
business.
Exactly.
Because at some point it does become a business.
Yeah.
If you're not somewhat mainstream, then you disappear. And when you disappear, that means people stop listening. You might still have your hardcore fans who listen to you, but if you're not making that cashola, then there's no point in.
And that's another thing about fans of great band. I mean, take for instance, I'm going to go back to the early 90s. You had the grunge scene was a very big thing in the early 90s.
Absolutely.
Now, the underground scene for grunge was huge. The industry was freaking huge.
Yep.
You had all these great bands, which is Mudhoney, Screaming Trees, Sonic Youth. You had Soundgarden. You had Alice in Chains. And then, of course, you had Nirvana that was in the low scene also. All this in this underground scene.
Right.
None whatsoever wanted to get signed. They wanted to do it on their own.
Yeah.
Sonic Youth was actually one of the first bands that did get signed, but wasn't giving that much radio play because they thought that it would never get hurt or sell that much.
Yeah.
And then when Kirk decided to sign, Kirk and the rest of the band said, you know what, we're signing up. The sad part is that it's not only that the fans, but the style, the grunge scene, kind of singles you out a little bit because I can't believe you signed. Right. You're a fucking sellout.
Right.
You shouldn't have done this. You know, it goes either way, you know, and that's what I don't understand sometimes. I mean, there could be a band here from the RGV that's a great band. They're in the underground scene. And all of a sudden they sign, and like the focus on it now is like, shit, they made it.
Yeah.
You know, but behind that, there is the green monster with this jealousy, say, well, why would they sign them? That we're better than them, blah, 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 this and that. And what do they have to do? All that happens all the time. And that's why you get a lot of miscommunication with a lot of the local band scene. You know what I mean? You know, and that's what's so sad. I mean, you've gone on to so many concerts. You've gone, I don't know how you get the backstage passes, bro, but you get
it. I don't either.
I don't know how you do it.
I don't either.
But you go back there. Do you see animosity between the bands when they're back there? Do you see like they, you know, like, well, why are they getting this or what? Because I would think there'd be something like that in some, like, I'm talking about two huge bands.
I see nothing but love. I went to go see when I went to Badfest in 2017.
Okay.
So Scott Stapp announced his gender of their pregnancy in 2017. They're at Badfest,
mm-hmm.
and you know I went to go smooth my way in to the meet and greet for Creed.
Yeah.
And the person running the merch for them, they bought me my ticket to go in there. And, you know, like, I was there in line waiting, and as I go and say hi to Scott, the lead singer of Adelita's Way is coming through, and he's like, hey, Scott, take care of that mother effer. That mother effer is one of the nicest dudes I've ever met, and he's a huge fan of us. And, you know, after that, like, Scott, what's up, dude? How's it going? Thanks for being a fan.
Right.
And I'm just like, that's what it's all about, bro. Like,
right, exactly.
And I know a lot of people talk smack about, you know, like other bands we were saying earlier.
Right.
And like, I respect that guy.
Right.
I respect that guy. That guy's cool. I met him in Badfest too. And, you know, like, I would never talk smack about any band.
Right.
Or I know sometimes I take my little shots at Taylor Swift, but
dude, Taylor Swift. No one messes with Tay Tay, dude. No one messes with Tay Tay.
Easy.
Tay Tay won the Super Bowl last year. You don't mess with Tay Tay.
Okay. But just move forward.
Tay Taylor's one of the most, you know, inspirational musicians of this era.
Fucking sellout. She got famous in country, but all of a sudden, it's not good enough for me anymore. I'm gonna do pot.
You know what? I prefer referred to when she was country too.
Yes. It's where she started.
Yeah,
but it's true. Too niche. I need to fly. I need that's to fly
the,
my
that
way.
Is the best Taylor Swift impression I've ever seen in my life.
It's not the first time I've done it.
Don't forget to clip that.
That will be clipped. Tay's gonna hear all about this.
Oh no.
Tag her in the comments, guys.
I am gonna tag her, bro. She didn't see this. But and it's true, man. Like I was saying before, I mean, before all the we got into it, it's the whole Paola thing, bro. It's that one guy that decides, all right, man, I'm gonna make you big because I feel there's money to be made behind you.
Yeah,
you know, and there's like I said, there's a lot of talent out there that has yet to be discovered.
Yeah.
Some want to do it on their own, and then you know, I partake to it. You know, congratulations, go for it. If you can do it on your own and rough it out and try to get there ASAP, go for it.
It's just like new metal. Korn traded new metal, I think. And then they were trying to get rid of new metal for so long. So guess what? Hey, Fred, take out an album. Cool. Everybody loves it. Hey, Fred, take out another album. Cool. Everybody loves it. Hey, Fred, take out another album. And then they started feeding, you know, the Limp Bizkits of the world.
Yeah.
And you know what? People started hating it. Why? Because the industry was just, you know, like...
I guess trying to milk it for everything it had.
Yeah, and that's what happens. Like don't milk it. Like, you know, and that's what I love about the artists that I listen to, because it takes them 4 or 5 years to maybe release an album. Yeah, it sucks because I have to wait 4 or 5 years.
But right.
I know that when it's ready, it's going to be so beautiful. Like,
right.
Like I'll be ready to listen to the album and yeah. Don't milk it.
Yeah, you see, I'm gonna put a comment on it. Look what you did! You got the Swifties upset.
Frank,
you say, look at that! Is this cracking up because you think you're bigger? You can imitate Taylor Swift. That's why she's laughing at her. But
I'm sorry, but that Taylor Swift impression was dead on. I don't know what you're talking about.
And going into deeper detail, I heard you. I forgot what interview it was. It was recently. I think it was like 2 weeks ago or a week ago. You brought up the whole situation with the Linkin Park with the new singer.
Oh, it was with Matt Cantu.
Yeah. Well, I got my opinions on it.
Uh-huh.
What are your thoughts of this new singer?
I say do it. Like, I mean, Chester's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody could bring him back. You know, nope. his depression won.
Right.
You know, but everybody just... It sucks to hate to say this, but people think that. Sorry, I keep dropping my phone.
Stop doing that.
Put your phone down, bro.
Put your phone down.
Everybody thinks that nowadays they could, you know, like, oh, we don't want this. We're gonna cancel them.
Right.
That's not how music works, bro.
Everybody's got a fucking opinion about
that. Yeah.
You're not in the band. You don't know what that girl, I forgot her name, but I know she's from Dead Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Emily Armstrong. Emily Armstrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just let her be. Like, she sounds good. Yay. She doesn't. Yay.
Right.
It's way too early to be freaking out this much.
And not only that, but Linkin Park was never Chester's band. Linkin Park was Mike Shinoda's band.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Just let it be.
Yeah. I mean, because you listen, I mean, the first thing about that, you hear Linkin Park, it's the Chester's voice is just, you know, it's.
Chester definitely made his mark with the band.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of why they hired the new girl, because she had kind of like a Chester.
I'm not sure if you watch, if you go into social media, you go into the TikTok, you go into Facebook or Instagram, they've done side-by-side vocals with them.
Yeah.
And she's in coherent tune with him, man.
Yeah.
That's what's so crazy. It's like she's going, she has a lower octave and he has the higher octave.
Yeah.
And then when he goes low, she goes high. It's like, There's a
synchronicity between the two.
Between them, exactly.
Yeah, and Chester was already on his way out.
That is true. Yeah.
Like, you know, despite of what he did, he told Mike, like, hey, I'm on my way out. Like, I'm going to get out of the band. And I think he said, replace me with a girl.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not sure if he did or Shinoda did.
Right.
But that conversation happened, and you know, here we are now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Bethany Armstrong, new singer, who's also in Dead Zero. Check them out; they're a good band.
Yeah. And the thing is that they're touring right now.
Yeah,
they're out on tour. They're doing a tour. They're sold out. I can totally understand. My opinion, I can totally understand. You know, being a hardcore to the bone Linkin Park fan itself. I mean, you've committed yourself to like the band, but the only reason why you like it is because of Chester itself. Once Chester was gone, you're like, okay, dude, that's it. I mean, I'm out. You know, I'm not following anymore. But then you got the new batch of Linkin Park that followers that weren't around when Chester was there, and they hear this young lady singing now, and they're all into it, and now it's like a revamp of the band again.
And one thing that I've been seeing on social media is I grew up with Chester. My kids are going to grow up with Emily.
Right, exactly.
Like, you know, it's a whole different Linkin Park.
Exactly. Yeah.
But that's just the way it is. Like, you know, Who's that new guy who's the lead singer of AC/DC?
I don't know.
Who's that new guy?
I don't know.
He's only been the lead singer for like
a couple of
40 years.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's still referred to as the new lead
singer. Yeah, ever since Bon Scott passed away. Scott passed away, he jumped in and was like, shit, they sound exactly the same.
Yeah, he gets that shit. I keep forgetting his name. Yeah. He still gets that shit. It's like, How long has he been the lead singer? You know, how amazing has the music been?
But it all changed when he left, and you had was it Axl Rose that tried to take over?
Yeah,
you had all that. And you're like, what the hell is this crap?
But that was just a bad move.
Like when Layne Staley died.
Yes.
Yeah. Like when Layne Staley died. What happened? Like
no, not to throw what's his name? DeVille a curveball here. I mean, the guy tries. Yeah. I'll give you that.
To see Addison Chain Time.
But I mean, that's the thing. Being in the era of the grunge life where I was in my high school years, hearing Allison Chains, hearing shit, even hearing Soundgarden at that time, bro, those are memorable moments. You know, you cannot replace that. Even if somebody from the grew up in the 80s listening to Journey, and now you have a new guy who's singing it, and they're like, people tell you it's not the same.
I fucking hate him.
Well, what about let's talk about Nirvana. Kurt died.
Yeah.
Kurt died. A few months or a few years later, Foo Fighters came out.
Right.
So was he planning this already? Like, was he on his way out?
You see, and that is a whole different other story. Because, I mean, Dave Grohl did want to already take a hiatus for a while. They wanted to break up for a little bit. Okay, and the bass player was going to go into hiding. I know that for a fact. And Kirk was going to want to be a dad and, you know, raises a little girl and stuff. And Dave wanted to continue going because Dave had written a lot of material while he was with Nirvana.
Right.
So, and then when he came up with, when Kirk passed away, I would hate to say an opportunity because it really wasn't an opportunity. It was hard for him to form the Foo Fighters. Well, at first,
it seemed like he was going to do it anyway.
Right.
Because, like you said, he had a whole bunch of material
from
Nirvana. And if Kurt wasn't, you know, willing to, like, let him, you know.
Well, that's the thing. Kurt wanted him to throw in his 2 cents, but he wouldn't allow it because he said, hey, this is your stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't want to touch your stuff.
Because I don't think Foo Fighter, like, the first album would have gone good with, you know, the Kurt sound.
Yeah,
like,
that would have turned down a lot of people.
And,
and
right now, we're talking about Kurt. His daughter and Tony Hawk's son just had a baby.
Yeah.
And Eminem.
They just turned to a grandfather.
Yeah.
It's going to be a grandfather.
Welcome to the news part of the podcast. He's going to be a grandfather. Yeah. I'm just like, that's amazing. Like, we all grew up.
Yeah.
Everybody hated Eminem back in the day.
Yeah. When he first came out,
And you know what? I see Eminem's albums as different parts of my life, and his last album, everybody didn't like it.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is him saying goodbye to us.
Yeah.
And he doesn't need us. We don't need him. We grew up.
Yeah, like, it's just pretty much moving on. It's like watching It's like watching Mr. Rogers all over again. Yeah. It's like watching Mr. Rogers.
Wait, he's going somewhere with this.
Goodbye, neighbor.
I'm over here crying and shit.
Oh, well, don't worry. We'll have you let you have your cry right now because we got to talk to our sponsors here. Bring our sponsor to keep us the light on. Unfortunately, not the audio and the video.
God bless you people because you have no idea.
Our sponsors, thank you so much. Shout out to Triple J Plumbing. Guys, if you are looking for a licensed plumber, give Juan a call at 956-854-9622 or Jerry at 956-478-5316. These guys do residential plumbing, guys. You have a new house you're building up, give these guys a call. They will give you a quote. Go out there and tell you what you need and what you don't need. And don't worry, guys. I know there has been commercials out there where they are walking to a Magic Mike intro and some dancing in the streets. Don't worry, they come with their clothes on, guys. Yes. So don't worry. Believe it or not, they
are professionals.
Yes, that's on their off time. Yes. But anyway, so, Triple J Plumbing, give them the call and let them know Chewy who sent you. Also, a big shout out to Press Start Gaming, to Mr. Lalito up in Edinburgh at 521 South Klausner Boulevard, Unit B, Edinburgh, Texas. Phone number 956-215-6254. They buy, sell, and trade. Give this guy a call. He has some great games out there, man. If you're looking to get your system repaired, give him a call. He does have technicians on spot to take a look at your system, see what they can do.
Take that old Neo Geo you got hidden in the back of your closet over to him. Get that Atari fired up.
Oh, shit. Get that Atari up so they can get you going. But, yeah, they do a lot of video games, also councils, toys. They have a couple of toys, collector's items out there. Give them a call, man. They glad you help you out.
He could probably help you find if you're looking for a particular game. He could probably help you.
He'll scope it out for you. He'll look for it, man. Give him a call. Yeah. Let him know Chew and who sent you, man. Also, big shout-out to Buzz Bull Creamery. These guys
saving lives.
Vidi's rocking and rolling over there, dude.
Yes, she is.
I went out there doing I mentioned this last week on the podcast. Went out to Fresco and I went into her shop just to go see how she did. That place was loaded.
Yep.
Ice cream up, people were lined up for ice cream. A lot of adults in line for the ice cream. And the reason why, guys, they sell infused liquored ice cream. So you might want to go check. Look at that crazy ass. Just looked at me and say, what? His eyes straightened up when I said infused liquor ice cream. Like, what?
Say what?
Located here at 529 South Texas Boulevard, Westaco, Texas, 956-998-2541. Give Vidi a call. Find out their hours. I know the RGB Ghostbusters are going to be out there pretty soon for this month.
Yeah.
So you might want to check that out. Also, heads up for our Halloween special. We will have the RGV Ghostbusters in the house here on the Chewy New Podcast on the 29th. So don't miss out on that one. And I might have a special guest video live while they're here. And you might want to tune in for that night. It might get really good. But head out to Buzz Bull Creamery here in Westaco, Texas. Let Vidi know that Chewy New sent you, man. Great, great, great hospitality. Also, a big shout out to Anora's Construction, area code 956-363-7195. Guys, these guys are great craftsmanship. They do residential and commercial. They will be coming on our podcast in November, a week before Thanksgiving, letting you know on a big project they're doing that you might want, like a small little fundraiser that they're doing to help out some people, I think in Brownsville, Orange, I'm not really sure, but they'll be in here that day to let us know all the good stuff they're doing. Give them a call, get an estimate. These guys are down to earth. They'll help you out every step of the way, man.
But don't be surprised if you can't get a hold of them right away because they are super busy. We got them. We have time for them. They made time and they're very busy scheduled to come and do that interview in November, but they're super busy.
Yeah. So.
But they will help you out. They are very honest and very trustworthy. And most importantly, licensed.
Yes, very much licensed. You want to give them a call, A's a B, and let them know Chewy New sent you guys. Last but not least, the Rabbit Hole Liquor and Smoke, guys. Phone number, area code 956-599-0103. Guys, they are closing shop soon. Everything must go. They have everything from liquor, smoke, beer, tattoo products, and also choose favorite adult novelties.
Say what?
He's still waiting for his Mandingo to come in. Someday. Someday my prince will come true. But
someday my credit card will pass. And I will have
my Mandingo.
I will
get my code 956-599-0103. Give them a call. Let them know. Chewy News Engine. Great sponsor of the podcast, man.
Keeping the lights on.
Keeping the lights on one more year.
One more year.
One more year, man. Because we don't know what's going to happen after this year. We might end up staying here again.
Oh, I know what we're doing. We're getting the hell out of here.
Oh, that thing says low battery, by the
low
way.
Oh, don't worry. It always says low battery.
It always says low battery.
If it goes out, no problem.
Don't worry about it. It's, you know, it's par for the course.
It's the podcast gods. Don't worry about it. Buddy. But anyways, we're here with Mr. Acosta from Music and Beyond Podcast, man. By the way, you got to let this out. 956 is Louis, one of our number one fans. There you go, Louis. I got you. Sorry, didn't forget about you, buddy. But going back to all those great bands, man, like we said, we were talking about earlier about Soundgarden. I was talking about Soundgarden itself with Chris Cornell, no longer with us. It's already been, what, like 3 years, 4 years already, maybe longer?
Seven years already?
Damn, it's been that long. Time flies by, bro. It's crazy. Somewhere around
2018?
Yeah. Was it?
Because I know he died before Chris or...
Yeah, well, actually,
yeah, before Chris.
Yeah, yeah. And then a couple of months later, he passed away. And Chris, they were like best friends, bro.
Chris or Chester.
Yeah.
Chris died on Chester's birthday, and Chester died on Chris's birthday.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I did. Louis, I did say it. I did say it. You didn't say it. Your
Louis,
boy
where
says
were
it.
You?
Just why didn't your boy say it? Oh, he doesn't know how to read. He doesn't know how to read, bro.
Let's move on.
All right. Did I do that? Yeah. But I would say, what did I do now? No, but yeah, dude, you're right. After before Chester passed away, it was Chris that passed away first, and then Chester passed away. I'm not gonna say poetry because I don't want to say that because anybody who passed away it's not poetry, but it was just something interesting to the fact that they were real close friends, man. They had just done a duet about a couple of months before, also, or a year before.
Oh wow!
They did something together and it was amazing, dude, to hear them both sing, you know, and then from them to both leave. You know, just months apart, it's crazy, you know, and all these songs. And it's funny because some of the songs, just like Kirk, man, some of these songs that he wrote, you know, it was kind of like a cry for help.
Yeah.
If you go back and you really listen to them, sit down and listen to these songs, there it literally is a cry for help. Chris was telling you from the beginning, even when he was with Audioslave, you know, like a stone, he was already telling you what, you know, what was crossing his mind, what he was going through, the depression that he was going through. And, you know, and you would see him on interviews or on camera. You're like, there's nothing wrong with this guy. You know, what's going on? Why is he going in? It's something you cannot detect, you know, unless you really know the person.
It just speaks more to like, cause you know, you can always make the argument that he's just expressing himself. He's emoting, he's trying to get these feelings out to the world so that, you know, he can, you know, explain to the world how he feels. But,
right.
You know, it's just, you know, the same old song that you never really know what's going on in a person's head.
Right, exactly.
So, unfortunately, it's not until something like this that you realize it.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with...
Chester,
thank you.
It's a silent killer.
Yeah, it's just... I believe that something like that is more of a disease, the way it spreads. It can spread. Because the same way that people come together as friends, they come together, you know, when they're hurt.
Right, exactly.
You know, they sense that hurt that's in someone else. Yeah. They come together in that. And unfortunately, you know, it did, their lives did parallel each other enough so that when, you know, one would go, I wasn't really surprised when the other one went too.
Right, exactly. I hear you.
Because they were so synergistic, you know,
yeah.
in that way. And it was really sad.
Yeah, it was, man. It was really sad.
It was really sad. And, you know, so much talent and, you know, potential and, yeah. you know, just to be both of them gone so soon.
So soon, so quick, man.
Yeah.
I'm going through the rock era, your age and through your years, was there one in particular rock band or rock artist that you say that they passed away, they hit you the most, something that, you know, that you're like, shit, you cannot believe it. It took you a while to get over the fact that they were no longer on this green earth, man. Was there anybody like that at that time period, within your time period?
No, actually, no, because, I mean, from when I was a kid to when I was in high school, I would only listen to four bands, which was Creed, Limp Bizkit, POD, and Flyleaf.
Okay.
So I didn't really, like, I try to keep my listenings to, like, a very minimal.
Right.
Because I didn't really want, like, other vibes or anything like that, because I liked the way that they made me feel.
Right.
But once I got into high school, like, my junior year, I was just like, where has all this music gone?
Right.
But maybe Wrestler hit me a little bit more, because I would watch more wrestling than I did music.
Okay.
So when Eddie died.
Oh, dude.
When Eddie died, I was I went to a depressing. And then Chris died 2 years later. I'm just like,
unexpected. And then when they really went into the whole detail of it, it was kind of sad at the same time, man. You were kind of felt bad for the guy, and then you got upset.
Yeah.
You know, and consider the fact they went and actually examined him, and they found out all the stress that he had, all that, what was it called? I forgot the name, the disease they call it.
He had an Alzheimer's he had a brain of an 80-year-old with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. It was so many hits to the head.
The concussions. The
concussions. And it's weird, man. There's so many great wrestlers that passed away all of a sudden, bro. I mean, you freak out. Sid, Psycho Sid just passed. About a month ago?
Yeah. We lost Bray maybe a year or two ago.
It's going to be almost a year already, more or less.
That
one was crazy too, yeah, man.
He's so young.
Yeah. Crazy. And the storyline he was coming up with was just crazy. Now with Bo doing the whole thing with the six, I don't know, man. I can't really put my finger on it yet. They haven't really stirred up a storyline for it yet. And okay, they were after what's the name of that group that they just beat the crap out of just recently? The American Made or something like that. What's it called?
American Alpha?
American
something,
Alpha?
Something, I don't know. I don't really watch Mondays or Fridays because I don't have cable. So I watch whatever TikTok shows me.
Oh my God.
But I'll tell you one thing though. I was at the new metal show in Far.
Right.
It was Fiends. And the Hero Prevails.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who else was playing? Fiends and the Hero Prevails. Band from Corpus that played Deftones.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And somebody else. Down With System.
Okay.
And I bought a Fiends t-shirt. And I'm saying this because, whenever I wear the Fiends t-shirt now, I see it more as a WWE t-shirt.
Oh, okay.
Because of the Fiend. And I'm just like, bro, we're here.
Right.
I'm going to start wearing it during wrestling stuff because Fiends.
Right. Have you been to a wrestling? Have you been to an actual WWE?
WrestleMania 32 was my first show.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
It was in Dallas. Yeah, it was good.
Damn. I think my first WrestleMania moment was over in New Orleans.
New Orleans?
Yeah, New Orleans, where Undertaker had supposedly retired, and he came back and beat the crap out of John Cena.
Oh, you saw that? That shit was great.
That was the most interesting WrestleMania I had ever seen. Being there, I mean, I had gone to the dark shows.
Yeah.
You know, I've here in the RGV when they would come down. But to be at actual WrestleMania was just wow, it's a spectacle, man. There's so many people there. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, man. You were to think you're at the Super Bowl, bro. And, you know, so many from not only just from the U.S., but from around the freaking world, bro.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I've only been to two shows, and both of them were pay-per-view.
Really?
Because the other one was Hell in a Cell 2018.
Oh, shit.
It was in San Antonio. I was just like, damn, I guess I'm just going to... I'm just gonna go to pay per views, not like screw going to Monday Night Raw or SmackDown.
Right, right. Yeah, the next one I want to catch. I want to go to a Royal Rumble.
Me too.
Really want to go to a Royal Rumble. That'd be something interesting to go check out.
Good luck.
Got a lot. Yeah, no shit. A lot of legends come out in the Royal Rumble all of a sudden, or surprise
entries. Yeah.
Those are the ones that I love watching, bro. But now they're pushing that SummerSlam is getting pushed even more now. They're going to try to do three nights now. That's going to be ridiculous, bro. That's,
I don't like wrestling that much.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's a place. I know Beefy Boy Ro was telling me there's a place in McAllen, north of McAllen, over at, I think, Club Fuego is still open up there, north of McAllen. Oh, okay. They hold wrestling matches from, I think he told me, from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till about 9 o'clock at night, nonstop wrestling.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how anybody can watch. I mean, all right, pay-per-views are what, 4 hours long?
4 or 5 hours.
But you're being there for about a good anywhere between 8 to 9 hours straight. I mean, I think you said like around 1 or 2 in the afternoon till about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. I can't.
No.
That's too much wrestling, man.
That's too much energy.
Way too much energy.
That's way too much beer and vomit.
And a lot of lines in the bathroom. But that's a whole other story.
A lot of lines in the bathroom. God damn.
And not the kind of waiting lines I'm talking about. But
no. I don't like wrestling that much anymore. Like, I wouldn't be able to do it from that time to that time. Like,
right. So what do you do on your off time, man, besides rocking and rolling and doing interviews with rock stars, bro?
I drink.
God bless you, dude. God bless America.
America.
What's your favorite beer?
Honestly, I've been drinking a lot of seltzers lately.
Really?
Seltzers, yeah. Happy Dad. Sponsor me, please.
Even if you don't give me money for the podcast, I will take your drinks.
True. But I love Happy Dad, Mike's Hard and Mike's Harder Lemonade. Go. Like, those are pretty freaking.
Yeah, make sure you put lemonade at the end of that sentence there, buddy. or not, right? It's really up to you.
It's up to you.
I tried Twisted Teas. Those are terrible. I don't know why you white girls like that so much.
Uh-huh.
Well, you could say the same thing about seltzers, man.
Yeah. The White Claws are actually pretty delicious.
Really?
And my favorite are the Topo Chico seltzers.
Oh, like those?
What is that?
Well, Topo buddy, Chico? We got some interesting stuff here. You might be going home with a margarita hard seltzer tonight, courtesy of the True B.
Of course.
I'm going to put this right here for you, buddy.
This was all set up, guys.
This is all set up.
Can you not do that?
Stop focusing 2020 this way there, crazy eyes. But, yeah, dude, I mean, what's next on your list, man? Who's your next guest on your show?
I'm not sure, honestly. Lately, I've been trying to find bands where I can connect.
Mm-hmm.
So the... like mental health and stuff.
Like, right, right.
I feel like my last three interviews, like with Lives Lost, with Agony, and with Matt Cantu, I kind of feel like there was a connection like that. Mm-hmm. So I kind of want to go that route and maybe talking a little bit more about mental health.
Wow.
Maybe talking a little bit about, you know, like the effects in life and, mm-hmm. you know, how music affects us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'd... just don't know what's going to happen.
As far as like mental health, is that somebody that you know? Is this for yourself or is for
somebody? No, this for me. I suffer with a lot of mental health, but you know, I feel like I've met a lot of people in the past that have also been affected with mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, let's do this together. Like,
right.
You know what? You're not alone. Like if you suffer, I'm suffering too. So
right.
let's suffer together, but let's never, you know, because don't disrespect to the dead, but like, I don't want to end up like them, you know? Like,
right, I got you. Like,
Bad Flower, check out that their music. They took me to therapy. Their music just really affected me in that way. And
so music is your therapy altogether. I mean, you try to find that correct band to,
yeah,
the right band that'll soothe you.
The band that's going to make me cry.
Right, right.
Yeah, like if a band makes me cry, I'm like, why does it make me cry?
Right.
So I go back and I listen. I'm just like, mm-hmm, okay, cool.
All right.
Oh, but you know what? The Last Days of War, I'm going to be interviewing them. Fuck, my nose is all messed up.
You're just crying. Just say you're crying, yeah, bro. We got you on camera. Again for the third time.
I'll be interviewing the Last Days of War in November. They're releasing an album in November.
Awesome. Awesome.
Also, in November, I'm going to be interviewing my friend Chess from, mm-hmm, I think she was born in New York. She lost her dad on September 11th. We're gonna talk about how that affected her, and you know, about other stuff. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that conversation goes.
Right.
But those are the only two interviews that I have.
Right, as far as right now.
As far as right now, yeah.
All right,
and that's for November.
And how many total episodes do you have on your underneath your belt right now?
Probably like 104, 105.
That's not bad.
I take breaks because I, like, if I feel depressed, I'm not gonna take anything out. Like,
right.
Like, I'm not. If I'm not good, then the podcasts aren't gonna be good.
Right. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. And that's what I noticed. Like when I drink, I'm not gonna do a podcast the next day because I get sloppy or whatever, because mm-hmm, I've done it before. Like,
you're like, what the hell is going on here?
Or even be drunk during a podcast, and I'm just like,
oh, we've had quite a few of those. Oh,
that's been some of our best. Yeah,
that's actually the best episodes ever.
the only guy I get drunk with is Derek Flores, because we really never talk about his music, mm-hmm, and if we do, it's vaguely, and right. Yeah, like. Right now I have those two podcasts, and next year I'm probably going to release another line of merch. Cool. This is the one for this year. Hopefully I can raise a little partner at the Hollywood Bar in 70.
There you go. Nice.
I already have the lineup. I just need to get the money. So
there you go.
Give me your money.
Give me your money.
Damn, money. Where are you?
God, money, dude. Where are you?
No. Last but not least, their social media so they can reach out to you and, you know, any last words for your podcast, bro?
Music and Beyond Podcasts and everywhere. TikTok, I post a little bit of stuff, highlights. I just opened up my personal one so I can post stupid stuff.
Yeah. Doesn't everybody?
But, so just ask Google, huh?
Google.
Okay.
That's cool. Gulero, but yeah, just Music and Beyond Podcast everywhere. Not on Twitter or X. I don't use that. Mm-hmm. Even though I do have a profile on there.
All right.
And I don't use threads. I don't use threads either. Okay. Just Music and Beyond Podcast. I post my highlights and my links. And yeah, just spread the love. And without music, life would be a mistake.
There you go, man. That's the way it says right there. If you scan that QR code, it'll take them straight to your link tree to get all the information and link up everything that you have available from Spotify to, I believe, also Apple and also on YouTube. I believe you have YouTube also.
And Amazon.
Amazon, there you go. So hook up on that, and that way you can get going.
The only thing you can't get on there is my merch. You just got to message me.
And it's OnlyFans.
Hello, Daddy.
That's you? I want my $5.95 back.
You got a discount?
I'll give you $10 and never speak of that again.
And now we're contributing to the podcast. No, Ernie, I got to say thank you so much, man, for coming out and having a little fun with us, bro. It's good to know that a lot of podcasters, especially you, that has been starting since 2017, correct?
Yeah,
2017. Man, I consider you one of the almost a trailblazers for that, to start up, you know, slowly but surely, giving everybody the idea that maybe doing and starting a podcast. You know, I admire that, bro. And, you know, before then, when I started, I wish I had a platform to listen. I mean, there was a lot of podcasts available, but somebody here from the RGB, I never really reached out or tried to look for anything. If I would have known, I probably would have started earlier.
If only we had known, dude, that it was that there was this much talent,
and yeah,
this, you know, that it could be what it is now for us.
Yeah, exactly, man. You know, and we would have had a bigger platform. We would have had you on quite a few times.
And I would have been so rich and famous by now. I would be. It's garbage.
No, I mean, you guys are doing good. You guys got sponsors. That's one thing that music can have. Please sponsor me, guys. I need it, man.
Yeah, you'll get, dude. You just
I don't need it, honestly. Like,
yeah, but we've also
do it for the love.
There you go.
We do it because we're trying to get rid of the triple B over here.
Man. God, I'm gonna get phone calls tomorrow, bro.
We were so close to being.
Oh my god! Anyways, Ernie, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, man. Appreciate you, man. Nothing but love, and nothing but smooth sailing for you. What's up?
Just real quick. I know it came up during the show, you know, and you know. Ernie was talking about it. There are resources that are available to people who are going through mental issues.
Yes.
Who, if you need help, or if you, you know, if you just need to talk to someone, you can dial 988. 988 is a resource that is available nationwide.
There you go.
That you can call or you can text, mm-hmm. and you can get help from licensed professionals.
There you go.
Who can help you through any situation.
Yeah.
If you know someone, if you're going through something yourself,
yeah,
you can. I'm looking at it right now. Help is available. It's a suicide and crisis lifeline.
There you go.
988. You can call, you can text, you can chat.
There's also an official website.
So yeah. Just Google 988, dial 988, you know, text 988. Chat, it's all available. You are not alone.
Life is precious, guys. And I mean, if you're going through something, you need to speak up, speak out. There's always there someone to listen to. You just got to find the right person.
The right
that's going to hear you out.
Help is available. You know, you might feel like you're alone, but I promise you, you're not.
Exactly.
There is available. Yeah. Help is available.
Yeah. So don't give up on hope. Always reach out to somebody that you think you could talk to, and that person will listen to you and help you through it. No, because, I mean, to save a life, it's better to save a life than to lose one.
Exactly.
So that's all I can say about that. But, Ernie, like I can say, just best luck to you, man, and keep pushing your podcast, bro. I'm listening. I'm listening, man.
Don't get a studio, Ernie.
Hey, I'm your number one subscriber on Facebook.
Hey, that's
you.
That's you. Yeah. All right.
Thank you. I was gonna mention it earlier, but I forgot.
Check the mail. Yeah.
Hey, I'm getting
some money
for saying that earlier.
Murray, we lost you. You're no longer on the screen, Ernie. Thank you for coming by. Ernie's no longer with us. He left the door.
Aww.
Shut off his mic. Shut off his fucking mic, Ernie. Damn, Ernie. I told you to talk shit. Stick to the script.
Stick to the script.
I told you not to invite him.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much, man, for watching. I know the complication, the very beginning of the podcast was horrific.
It will get
cleaned up. Great podcast today.
Yeah, awesome.
Great podcast, man. Too bad we had a little bit of extra hiccups in the beginning, you know, but that's just the way it rolls on the live podcast.
That's how it goes with our show, man. We cannot get too up ourselves.
Yeah, too fucking comfortable.
Too comfortable.
Guys, thank you so much for watching today. We hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. We will see you next week on Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. We have the Texas Sweethearts coming into the podcast with a little bit of accordion.
Oh, is that Tuesday?
A little bit of guitar, a little bit of, you know, all girl band.
Nice.
The Hell Band. So I've heard them. They were playing at Alfresco that I was when I was being a judge.
Uh-huh.
Great band.
I think I'm going to have COVID that day.
That'd be a great idea if you don't come. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent if you're not here, bro. I think you just made my evening. I appreciate that. Guys, thank you so much. Any last word, too?
Scott Stapp.
Scott Stapp. Dude, how dare you, bro? He's a musical genius. I'm sorry, man. I tried.
I'm trying to fuck you up, bro.
No, I can't say. I was going to say something, but I can't. Oh, my God. Live TV, I have sponsors. Guys, we want to hear what I say. You might want to subscribe as a membership before the show. And you hear the exact shit I'm going to say after this.
$1 will get you access to what he's going to say.
Ladies and gentlemen,
$2 will get you access to what I'm going to say.
We will see you next week, 7:30 Tuesday night. Sign us off, man.
Diving shoes.
We'll see you next week.